punishment for gambling. The Gwynplaine smile.
Henry McDillan's parents were not very rich, and he worked very hard. And by the age of 35, he had become one of the richest wool merchants in Scotland. Literally, over the course of a year, he lost everything he had gained to gambling. At first, he made small bets, but then joined a professional card club and lost an amount equal to his annual income. From there, Henry lost his peace and sleep. He sat at the game table as if hypnotized and returned home broken with despair and hopelessness. Other players advised him to accept the losses and quit. But Henry smiled foolishly and bet again. Soon he lost his house, his business, and all his savings. Even this did not stop him. He started to borrow from gambling houses. His debts increased, and when lenders demanded their money back, Henry decided the most insane stake in his life, his wife's honor. But even here, fortune did not smile on him. Before turning the case over to court, the card club owners cut a bloody smile on Henry's face as a warning to others. The court decided to put him in shackles and put him on public display. A burning feeling of shame, like a hangover but 10 times stronger, corrodes him from inside. Every expression he made with his face caused excruciating pain to his still-healing wounds. The former traitor became a laughingstock for onlookers, and a clear example that gambling can lead to the loss of all your achievements in a short period of time.